October the 10th. In the presence of his glory, blameless. Jude, verse 24. Consider that wondrous word, blameless. We are far away from it now, but as our Lord never stops short of perfection in his work of love, we will reach it one day. The Saviour who will keep his people to the end will also present them at last to himself as a glorious church, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. Ephesians 5:27. All the jewels in the Saviour's crown are of top quality and without a single flaw. All the maids of honour who accompany the Lamb's wife are pure virgins without spot or stain. But how will Jesus make us blameless? He will wash us from our sins in his own blood until we are as white and fair as God's purest angel. We will be clothed in his righteousness, and his righteousness makes the saint who wears it absolutely blameless and perfect in the sight of God. We will be unblameable and blameless, even in his eyes. Colossians 1:22. His law will not only have no charge against us, but it will also be magnified in us. Moreover, the work of the Holy Spirit within us will be altogether complete. He will make us so perfectly holy that we will have no lingering tendency to sin. Judgment, memory, emotions, will, every power and passion will be emancipated from the control of evil. We will be holy even as God is holy, 1 Peter 1:16, and we will dwell in his presence forever. Saints will not be out of place in heaven, for their beauty will be as great as that of the place prepared for them. Oh, the delight of that hour when the everlasting doors will be lifted up, Psalm 24:9, and we, being made ready for the inheritance, will dwell with the saints in light, Colossians 1:12. With sin gone, Satan shut out, temptation past forever, and ourselves blameless before God, this will be heaven indeed. Let us be joyful now as we rehearse the song of eternal praise that is so soon to roll forth in full chorus from all the blood-washed multitude. Let us copy David's praises before the ark as a prelude to our jubilation before the throne.